Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis. Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis, and we'll start on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Okay, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We are deep into Shavuos Ha'edus. And again, I got a bunch of emails about the Shavuos Daf Lamed not working properly the first time, but Baruch Hashem, now it's fixed. So I think I sent a bunch of emails, but whoever didn't hear, feel free to listen to the beginning shiur of Shavuos Ha'edus on Daf Lamed. Okay, but we continue Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Shavuos Ha'edus Ketzat. So what's the case of Shavuos Ha'edus? Amr Lishnayim Bo Beheiduni. A person comes to two people and says, come give testimony for me. And they say, we swear that we don't know testimony for you. Or they say, we don't know. And then he says, the word in English is adjure, but mashbia, I am placing a shvua upon you. Amen. And they say, amen. And as we had back on that chavtesma base, kol omer amen, ka moti shvua mi pivdami. Hari elu chayavin. So in those cases, they are chayav. We mentioned a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban about whether if they are shosek, right? If they don't say anything, they don't deny it. But mashbiya, they're shosek. So Rashi says shtika is eina kahoda here, even though other places in Shas shtika kahoda, but here shtika is not a hoda of a shvua. Shvua requires more than that. And the Ramban argues that shtika would be good enough. Again, the chronim talk about the stars behind that machlokas, but it's an important machlokas to be aware of. Number one. Number two, part of the Mishnah. Hishbiya alehem chamesh pa'amim. Chutz lebezdin. If the toveya, if the one who is, who the testimony is going to be set for, goes over to witnesses and say, please testify on my behalf. And I'm mashbiya you to testify. But he did it five times, but all out of court. Uba'u lebezdin vahodu. And then they come to Bezdin and the witnesses say, oh yeah, we know testimony for you. Even though they had denied it outside of court. They come to court and they admit, Peturin. They are putter, right? Because their kfira out of court, their denial out of court is nothing, right? It's only in court is there a significant kfira. But kafru, if they are kofar in court in Bezdin, chayav on kolachas va'achas. They're chayav on each and every hashba'a that took place. So outside of court, Reuven is mashbiya the edim five times. They then don't say anything. They come to court and they're kofar. It's as if there's a kfira on all five shvuas and they're chayiv five karbanos shvuas ha'edus. In contrast to the following case, hishbiya alein heipalim b'fnei bezdin. If the person needing the edus was mashbiya them five times in front of court, in front of bezdin, the kafru and they denied, ein chayiv ala achas. So then they only chayiv one. So the Mishnah already notes what's the difference. What difference does it make if the hashbah, if the five hashbahs happen outside of court or in court? If it happened outside of court, they come to court, it's the same denial after all five. But if the hashbahs were outside of court, so then they're chayav on each one. If the hashbahs were in court, only chayav on the last one. Or on the first one. Rabbi Shimon, matam, why, hoel, ve'enam, yecholon, lachzor, lahodos. Says Rabbi Shimon, there's a difference. Because a hashbah in court, if they deny the first one, so then they no longer can admit to anything. Why? Because once you say something in court that has the status of edus, and we know the principle is, kivan shehigid shuvan echozer umagid. Once you give testimony, you can't change your testimony. That's it, you can't change it. It even goes as far as to say, we discussed this in the past, and that is, let's say witnesses made up a story that Reuven killed Shimon. They made it up totally. It's a practical joke. Practical joke. And Bezdin cross-examined them, and they were awesome fakers, and everything, till the ninth, and the guy got a conviction, Gemara Din Lamisa. And then they say, just joking, you know what? I'm going to put the guy to death. Unless we know. If it's a Din Maruma, if we really feel, like we had yesterday, then maybe we wouldn't. But we might, maybe they just have cold feet. They don't want to kill this guy, even though it's Chaya Misa. But even though deep down inside they know they lied and they try to admit it, if Bezdin doesn't think it's a Din Maruma, they're going to kill the guy. So in court, if the hashba was in court, so the second is a kfira, right after the first one, if they denied it, then they can no longer be moda. So that's the only one that you focus on. The first one. And that's it. The other four are not significant. Because kfira on the first one means the other four, you can't be moda on anyway. Masha'ekin, if the hashbas are all out of court, doesn't matter what you say out of court. So therefore, each one has significance, and therefore, you'd be chayiv five karbanis. If you look throughout Shas, Kivan Shehigid, what's the makar for Kivan Shehigid? The Gemara quotes it in a few places, there's no makar given. So, got to look at the Ritva. The Ritva in Ksubis Yurches. That's where it's quoted. The Ritva there quotes three opinions. Yeshapiresh, says the Ritva. Yeshapiresh betosvas. It's not an artosvas. Mi dechsiv im lo yagid v'nasavo no. Our context, Kivan Shehigid, is based on what's the mucker in Shas, in Kol Torah Kula for Kivan Shehigid, Shvus Eidus. Im lo yagid v'nasavo no. If you don't testify, you'll have a sin. Dislan lemedrash, Kivan Shehigid shuvin echazur magid. Why? Kididarshinim b'yavam. Just like we have a case by Yavam. If he decides to do Chalitza, he can no longer do Yivam. Kivan Shalo Yivne beis achiv. Kivan Shalo bana shuv lo yivne. So to hear, Kivan Shalo higid shuv lo yagid. Similar drasha to what they have by Imlo Yagid, similar to what they have by Yavam. That is pshat number one. V'acherim pirshu. So he made up his own drasha. Made up a drasha. That's not in the Gemara anywhere. Kivan shalo heyit shuv lo yagid. But he says that's the Masorah that he has. V'acherim pirshu. She'im tim salom or chozer magid. Second pshat is asvara. If you say you could always be chozer bo, lo timsa karban shvuas ha'edus. You will never have a karban shvuas ha'edus. Because he'll deny it. And he'll change it. Till Olam Chozer Magid. The Karvazeh, Pirish Rashi says, that's what I think the Pshat of Rashi is over there in Ksubis. Where Rashi says, the Gabi Adios Chada Haggadah Ksiv. The Imlo Yagid is one Haggadah. Unclear if Rashi means that, but that's the second source of the Ritva. Yeah.
How do you know then when that he does know afterwards? Because you're not going to believe him if he tells you that he knows.
How do you know if he, sorry?
If he was lying.
If he swears about it, then Adam come.
Oh, they say you were there.
Adam come and say you knew about it. You knew about it. And then the Ritva says, Veloni here, I don't like this last second shot. The Kri of Shua Sa'edus, Enu Elva Misha Kavash Edusa, Velo Higid. V'yalzei Roy L'chaivo Karban Afilu Chozer Magid. So what? You can have Shua Sa'edus, and even if he admits it afterwards, but you already did something wrong, you already swore falsely. So that's what he says. Aval Hanachon, I think the troop shot, is Denafkalon High Pirish Delo Yagin, Mitaksiv, Alpishnayim Edim, Yakum Davar. The source for Edekiyim. Yakum Davar, the item will stand based on the testimony of witnesses. Alma Shehidu Bebezin, Kaim Adin. That shows if there's Edus, the Edus helps establish the thing, the situation. If you could always be Chozer, but that's not called establishing any situation. So that's why the Ritva says, that's the source for Kivan Shehigid. Again, Ritva Ksubis Yud Chesim Abeis, three different Pshatim for Kivan Shehigid. Okay, but that's the svar for our Mishnah, even though it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but that's what Rashi and the Mefarshim help explain. Next part of the Mishnah. Kafru Shnehem Ke'echad. If both, Reuven goes over to two witnesses and says, you know Edus for me. And they both say, no, we don't, they deny it. They were Kofr Ke'echad. What does Ke'echad mean? As we'll see, Rashi already quotes it. Toch Kedei Dibur. Right? At the same time of each other, Shnehem Chayavin. They're both Chayav, because each one of them is denying it at a time when if they would admit and testify, they would be able to get the guy money. Right? That's the rule for Shavuos Eidus. If you would testify, you get the guy money. It's a kfiras mamos. So here, if they do it at the same time, so then they're both chayef. But if it's one after another, harishon chayef, the first guy is chayef for denying. Because if at that moment, before anybody else denied, there are still two witnesses that could support the guy. When he denies it, he's causing a loss. Vasheni pata. But the second guy, who's the only aid left, sees pater. Why? Because now there's only one aid. There's only one aid left, so therefore he wouldn't be able to be chayiv mamon, as we'll talk about this more today. So therefore he'd be pater. Kafar echad v'hodechad. What about if one of them denied and one of them admitted? Hakofer chayiv. The kofer is chayiv. The Gemara will talk about what the chiddush of that line is. Continuing. Hayushtei kita edim. If there are two sets of witnesses, Kafra harishon of Yachka Kafra Shnia, the first one denied it, then the second one denied it, Shtein Chayavos, because both of them are powerful enough to give the guy money. But Mibnei Shehedus Yecholus Kaim B'Shtein, right? Either one of them is good enough, so therefore they would each be Chayav. Okay, the Mishnah, the Gemara will talk about each of these cases. Amar Shmuel, so first Shmuel though says, he's going to tell us a halacha that we don't know yet about Shvuas Ha'edus. Ra'uhu Sheratzach Harehen, if what happens, they see that he, the Edom see that the guy is running after them. They see that Reuven, who wants to, he's running after them. Amrulo, Mata Razacharenu. Without him saying anything, they say, what are you running after us for? Shvuashinani Yodocha Edus. We swear we don't know any testimony for you. So the Reuven did not say a word. Says Shmuel, Piturin. There's no Chiv of Shuasa Edus here. Acha Yishmu Mipiv. Until they hear it from his mouth. Meaning, Shvuasa Edus requires a Tevia. That's the chiddush, that's the rule that Shmuel talks about. We'll have to see if that's the rule also by Shavuos HaBikadon. If not, but by Shavuos HaEdus, the rule is there has to be a tfiyah. It has to be in reaction to a claim you have to deny. You can't just deny by yourself. And Shmuel says, therefore, if they run after, if they don't let him get the words out, so they are pater. So the Ritva has a girsa of mitayel. Mitayel acharem. So he says, mitayel, so what's the havamina? If ruts, we'll see the Gemara says, there's a havamina that, you know, what that could count as. Mitayel? So the Ritva says, maybe mitayel just means that he didn't say anything. But still, it's obvious that he's trying to get them. But anyway, says the Gemara, my Kamarshalon, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? That you need a tviya? Tanina. We learned it already in the Mishnah, three blot from now. Shilach biyat avdo. If a person sends his eved to go make a claim, osha amar lahen hanitva, or the nitva himself says, mashbi ani aleichem, shem atem yodin lo eda shetavo v'tiyiduhu, the nitva is a good guy. He knows he owes the money. So he tells these witnesses, go testify on the behalf of the toveya. But again, the Toveah was not involved, Ha'ilu Paturin, says the Mishnah. There's no Tviyah there. Say for their part, they're actually Yishmu would be a Toveah, question mark. So what's the Chiddush of Shmuel? The Mishnah says you need a Tviyah. So what's the Chiddush of Shmuel? When the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam does say, right, Eved is excluded here. But if you look in the Rambam does say Shlucho is okay. Shlucho Shalom Kamoso. So Shliach is included, but Eved is not included. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, Tes Vav, Eina Edom Chayavim Shvuos Edus, Ach Yichpru, Veyishbu, Achar Tfias Baldin Atzmo, O Shlucho. Avalam Kadmo, Vedishbu, Kodem Shitve, Ein Peturim Shvuos Edus. That's part of the ingredient of Shvuos Edus. So this is Shliach. The Rambam assumes that this case we're talking about is an Eved that is not a Shliach, right? And that's what the Meiri picks up on. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but the Meiri picks up on this. He says, V'chein, im shalach lema toveya biyad avdo, l'tavam la'edus bishvilo, v'hu mashbiyam sheyavou, v'ya'idu l'rabo, v'kiblu v'kafru, listen to his lashon, af alpi sheavdo kigufo, peturim. Even though avdo kigufo, pater, because it's not good enough to be a stand-in. Mikol makom, kol sha'aso shliach ha'yidei harshah, ligvos chov zeh, v'hu tovam, then chayavin. If it's a real shliach, then it can be a good stand-in. But even though Eved is kagufo, interesting lashon of the Meiri, still, we don't say it's good enough. Okay, either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? If we say that we already know it from a Mishnah that you need a tvias tove, tainis toveya or tvias toveya. So the Gemara says, Ratz acharim etzrichalei. The chiddush is that they were running, he was running after them. Sal katai dachamina kima de ratz acharim. Kamanda amal hudami. You might think running after them is as if he said it. It's obvious. You don't have to say it. Kamash malan. The chiddush of Shmuel is that, no, even running after is not called a tvias. Says the Gemara vanami tanina. We also learned that. We also learned that, a very similar idea. Shuos Eidus Ketzad. What did the Mishnah say? What Shuos Eidus? Omar la Eidim bo vayiduni shua v'chulu. The Mishnah says, he said to the Eidim, Omar in lo amar lo. So why would we have misinterpreted the Mishnah? The Mishnah says he had to say a tviyah. So, of course, we wouldn't have thought Shmuel's havamina. So the Gemara says, Amar lav dafka. No, maybe we would have said the word Amar is not dafka. It's just the usual case. Di lo te mahachi, because if you don't say this, if you say the word Amar is dafka, Gabe pikadon diktani, what about the next perek? Where it talks about pikadon, what does it say there? Shuos ha-pikadon ketzad. Remember, shuos ha-pikadon is a case where I have something of yours. Whether I found a lost object of yours, or you gave me something to watch, or I stole something of yours. I have something of yours, and I'd swear and deny having it. That's shuos ha-pikadon. Shuos ha-edus is testimony. Shuos ha-pikadon is I have something of yours. So that's the next perek. Shuos ha-pikadon ketzad. That's an asham. Amar lo tainli pikadon sheishli biyadcha. Person says, give me the pikadon that you have. So, hachanami, amar in lo, amar lo. There you're going to tell me, it says amar in that Mishnah. You can tell me amar is literal, but there we know it's not literal, lo. Havakichish ba'amiso, call to who? You don't need a tfiya by shuos ha-pikadon. And yet it says amar there. So what must you say? Ela amar lavdafka. You must be over there in the flamid vav. Amar is lavdafka. So, hachanami lavdafka. So here too, it must be as lavdafka. And therefore, we're back. We have an answer for Shmuel. Right, because Shmuel says, the question was, don't we know from the Mishnah? The answer is no, we wouldn't have taken Amar so literally. So the Gemara now continues, says, 1 minute. Hi, Mai, wait a minute. I amrit bishlama amar dahacha dafka. If you say this amar is dafka by shvuas ha'edus, so tarahasa matuhacha. So there it throws in the same kind of description of the case of amar, even though it doesn't mean it, because he already said the first one is an amar. Ela I amrit lo amar dahasam dafka. Ela I amrit lo amar dahasam dafka. V'lo amar dahacha dafka. But if you say neither of the amars are dafka, amar lama lila misnais. What is it even in the mishnayis for? If you say the first, the Mishnah says this is dafka, so the second one can be lav dafka. But if neither of them are dafka, so what do you need in the Mishnah for? So it must be that it is literal. And we're back to the question on Shmuel. What's the chiddush of Shmuel? Answer, dilma urcha demilsa kamash malon. No, maybe it's just saying a regular case. Regular case, yeah. What is what? Because they interpret v'kichesh b'amito kol dehu as any denial. Doesn't matter if somebody instigated you to deny or not. That's the drasha of he denies in his with his friend kol dehu any little denial even without a tefiah.
That one's for sure.
That one's for sure even without a tefiah. Period. Tani gavasi the Shmuel. The brisa brings the Gemara brings a brisa as a support of Shmuel. The Rishonim wonder that there's nobody who argues on Shmuel. So usually you bring a Tanya Kavasi when there's a machlokas. You bring a riot to one side. We're showing a point that there's no what he's arguing, but we bring a riot. Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel, Ra'u Shabach Arayan. Amrulo Ma'ata Bach Arayanu, Shvojin Anu Yodin Lacha Eidus, Piturin. Vibi Bikadon, Chayavin. Right, because you don't need a Tviya. Good. That's the issue of a Tviya by Shvosa Eidus. Next, Tishbiya Lam Chamisha Pamim Vachulu. So remember the case in the Mishnah. Five times outside of court, one denial in court, he's chayev all five. If you have a hashba in court, you only chayev one. So minalon da akfir bebezin uda machayvi, achutz lebezin lo machayvi. How do I know that only a denial in court would be machayev me a karban? But outside, it wouldn't be machayev me a karban. If I deny on the street, it's not machayev me. Why? Amar abaya, amar kra. Because the pasuk says, im lo yagid v'nasav ono. If you don't say over the testimony, and you v'nasav ono, then you'll have a sin. Lo amarti lecha ela b'makom sh'ilu magid ze mischayev ze mamon. We darshan that lo yagid, if you don't testify, and you could have testified and gotten the guy money, v'nasav ono, then you will get the sin. And that only happens in court. Outside of court, you don't have the potential to testify on the person's behalf and get him money. That's the drasha that we have in lo yagid v'nasav ono. It's only where, if you would have been nagged at that spot, you would have been able to get the guy money. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya. 1 second, says Rav Papa. Ihachi, if that's true, ema shvua gufa bebezin inshel bezin lo. What if the guy swears, fine, a kfira? A kfira is only in bezin. But what if the shvua takes place outside of bezin? The shvua could take place outside of bezin as long as there are witnesses there that know he did it. So once you're saying the kfira has to be in bezin, why don't you say the shvua has to be in bezin? So where says lo saka daitach? No, that we won't go as far. Detanya la'achas. It says la'achas to teach me what we would call chilik chiyav shuos, that you can be chayiv many karbanos in a certain case. And if you say only things in bezdin work, would you ever have a case that you're chayiv on each one? But it's not. The Mishnah said if things happen in court, you're only going to be chayiv one. As our Mishnah said, if everything's happening in court, you're never going to have a hechi timsi where you're going to be chayiv more than one, because kibbutz shehigin will always kick in right when you have the denial on the first shvua. You can't be moda anymore. So elolav shmamina. So it must be shvua chutz lebezdin kfir bebezdin. A kfir has to be in court and a shvua not. You're chayef for five. No, if you have the denial and the shvua in court.
Right. That means you're also chayef for
the question is, would you have a denial in court and then go outside Bezdin and swear? That would be a way to do it.
But also just the Mishnah said that if you swore five times outside, then you denied five times outside, and then you came in and denied again, then you're chayef for each one.
You're chayef for each one if you.
Outside means something.
Well, the hashba'ah means something. The hashba, if it was kfira, but the hashba means something. The kfira outside doesn't, because you can be moda in court. That means kibbutz shehigin doesn't kick in. So it's the hashba that means something outside.
What is that? Is the difference between the hashba and the kfira?
The what?
What is that?
It just means the denial and swearing about it. Right, one's more extreme. Continuing. If they both denied at the same time, they're chayiv. So the Gemara says, at the same time? Ha'yef shalat samtseim. They can't say it at the exact same time. One has to be before the other one. can't be mitzamsem exactly, talk at the exact same time. Some people speak fast, some people speak slow. You know, I try, remember one time I met someone who listens to the daf. He says, yeah, when I'm in a real rush, so I put it on like double speed. Double speed. So I said, well, it must be pretty fast. Right? If I try to speak quickly in the daf, but if I've never heard myself in double speed. I don't know how you have to listen to it, but if some people speak fast, some people speak slow, so how can you say it's an exact, the exact same moment? One person obviously came first, and one came second, and if one came first, only the first guy should be chayav. The second guy's only one guy left. So it should be potter. Two answers. Amar of Chizda, Hamani, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Damar Efshel Etzamtzei. Maybe this is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita, who says, no, it is possible to have two things happen at the exact same time. This is a machlokes in Meseches Bechoros. Rashi quotes it. You have a Rachel, who did not have a firstborn yet, and she has twins, Mazel Tov, and they came out. The question is, it looked like they came out at the exact same time. So, do you assume that they could have come out at the same time, and they both would have Kedushas Bechorah? What do you say? No, one must have come before the other one. We're just not sure. So they're both Safik Bechar, and you have to treat them both like a Safik Bechar. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Shneim LeKohen. They both go to Kohen because Efshel LeTzamtzeim. It's possible for two exact events to happen at the exact same moment. Mashenke and the Chachamim argue, and therefore you have to treat them as Safik Bechar. So the Gemara says, oh, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says, Efshel LeTzamtzeim. The Ritva here notes that Rashi quotes the case of Rachel Shlo Bichra, but there's a big difference, says the Ritva, in this case and that case. And that is, in that case, it's Bidei Shamayim. And this case is Bidei Adam. And even if you want to say there's a machloka, says the Ritva, about Efshel Shamsim, Efshel Shamsim, Bidei Shamayim, but by Bidei Adam, maybe everybody would say it could be exactly the same. Ready? One, two, three. We'll do exactly the same. Bidei Shamayim, maybe events out there in the world can never happen at the exact same moment. But maybe people could talk at the exact same moment. So the Ritva says in Achinami. In Achinami, the Gemara could, even the Gemara says, Amani Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it really means what Rabbi Yossi Aglili says over there, everybody would agree to over here. That's how the Ritva reads the Gemara. That is one answer, the first answer. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Afilu Tema Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan. It could work, even if you want to say, it doesn't have to be exactly the same, as long as it's within a few seconds of each other. The sugya of toch kedei dibur. The toch kedei dibur, kedibur dami. And toch kedei dibur is considered dibur. Let's finish up, and then we'll talk about it. Amalei ravacha midifti l'ravina michti. Let's see. Toch kedei dibur kamave. How long is it kedei sheilas tam l'rav? It's enough time for a student to say hello to his Rebbe. If he's in the middle of a business deal, and he sees his Rebbe walk by, we have to give him enough time. So ad amri, so 1 second. So ad amri shvua shinan yodon l'chaedus tubahave. If one of them says, I swear I don't know testimony for you, that's already longer than shalom alecha rabbi, even shalom alecha rabbi umori. So the Gemara says, amar lei, kol echad ve'echad toch dibura shal chaveiro. They don't have to say that toch de dibur from the beginning of one, but from the end of one to the next one starts, that is what you need toch de dibur for. Again, this is a huge topic. It's really a topic of a shir bi'iyun, but I don't seem to have time for those here in camp. At the Shem after camp, we'll have more of those. We'll see if there's time to give one more over the in the summer. I will try. And that is, there are three general, two, maybe three understandings general of the sugya of toch de dibur. The simplest understanding is, it's a schus chazara. Or you could say something. Halacha always gives you the chance to go back on what you said. Schus chazara. Or just like in davening. I said the wrong bracha. Right? I said hakel kadosh. Hakel kadosh. Schus chazara. That's what you have in your word. You finished talking. But you have a schus chazara. Number one. Number two, a second idea that's said by some of the achronim. And that is, even after I finished talking, I didn't finish talking. Because after all, there are pauses between people when people talk. There's a period, there's a sentence. So just like in between people's words and sentences, that's called what, when I'm talking to you now, I talk and I stop and I talk and I say, no, it's all called my talking. The talking has in it breaks. So maybe there's a break after you finish talking. That's still part of the talking. It's not just a schuz, you didn't finish talking with the schuz chazar. It's still part of the talking. Or do I say, and this is said, so Rav Aaron Lichtenstein has this suggestion and others in one of his articles, and that is maybe halacha looks at time in increments. Time in increments. Toch kedei dibur is an increment of time. Take a bit of time. Not just you didn't finish, or it's a schus chazara. It's an increment of time. Where does he get this from, and why does he say this? Because in all the Gemaras related to Toch de Dibur, there's one majorly problematic one, according to the first Pshatim. That's the Gemara Nazir. Anybody? Nadarim, sorry. The Gemara Nadarim, Pezayin. Where the Gemara here says, somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, hears that his relative died. So he tears Kriya. And then, right after that, he found out that his relative hadn't died by then. He had just fainted, and now he died. So does he have to tear Kriya again? Says the Gemara, it depends if it was Tokate Dibur or not. If he finds out Tokate Dibur of his Kriya, then it's okay. He doesn't have to tear Kriya again. Tear Kriya again? There's no Schus Chazara there. There's not a question of talking. So what? How does that mean? If you find out the Avel Tokate Dibur of the Kriya, your Yotzi the Kriya. So it must be, according to that, that's a big riot to the pshat of halacha looks at increments of time. It's not defined in seconds. Some things are defined in milliseconds, and but other things are defined in larger units. Right? Time, regarding halacha, might be defined as tokei dibur. Or sometimes it's asukin boso inyan, the Gemara says at the beginning of Kedushin. That also sometimes defines time. As long as you're involved in it, you still are allowed to be connected to what you are involved in. But again, those are three ideas behind the sugya of tokei dibur, kedibur dami or not. Yeah.
This Gemara is a good raya for the last one, right?
So this Gemara, I don't know, this Gemara also gives you for the last one, because it's two different people. It's two different people here, so maybe that's also a riot. It's not a schus chazara. It could be the second shot of you didn't finish talking, and he's talking in your space of talking. But it fits well. It fits well to the last shot. There is a major machlokas whether this is a dinda arais or a dinda rabbanan. Tok de dibur. If you look in the Ramban, you look in other Rishon, Rabbeinu Tam, believe it is a takana de rabbanan. Midar arais, you're finished. Midra Abana, what's going to happen if your Rebbe walks by and you're about to close a business deal and you say hello to your Rebbe and you're not going to be able to, well, you want them to make a condition on the deal. Right? Or you're in the middle of davening, whatever the case may be. You want to be able to talk to your Rebbe. You want to be able to talk to a chasha person. So many Rishonim say it is a takana dirabanan. But others, the other Rishonim who don't say that, hold that it is not a dirabanan. Yeah? That you have a certain amount of time that's still considered talking. And just one other point, and that is there are exceptions to Tokate Dibur. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra. The Gemara says there are four exceptions. It's really Shtayim Shehein Arba. The Gemara there says, Avodas Kochavim V'Kiddushin. Avodas Zara, if you worship Avodas Zara, you can't retract it, Tokate Dibur. If you get married, you can't say, just joking, right after Harim Kodeshesli. You can't. Those two, and the Gemara elsewhere adds in two more. Megadif, which is really like Avodas Zara, and Gerushin, which is like Kiddushin. So again, you have a machlokas rishonim. Why is that? If you look in the Rashbam and Baba Basra, Kuf Chavtes Mabez, just as chumra davarzara, chumra de kiddushin. The Ran, though, has a beautiful lumdis in Nidarim and Ekamara, where the Ran says that people don't joke around by these things. People are very serious when it comes to kiddushin, when it comes to gerushin, and these contexts. Therefore, that's why it must be that they weren't tricking at the beginning. Avalhani kimet achamire kule hai in adam osa osam ela bahaskama gemura umishemachi chazara afilu tokte dibur lo mahani. That's what he says, and then he quotes the Ramban that it's a takana according to Rabbeinu Tam that it's a takana drabanan. And the Ron, he does not like it. The Ron does not like that it is a din dirabanan. Okay, one other point, and that is the Gemara says you can't figure out a case of Tokate Dibur or not Tokate Dibur. So Tosfa says, second skinny line, Vim Tomar, Lema kagon she hischilu v'simu b'basachas. Why can't it be that they both started, they denied it at the same exact moment, and one finished before the other one? That's what it means. What's the problem of talking together? So one finishes a little bit before the other one. That's a case of Tokate Dibur. The Gemara says, how do you have a case of Tokate Dibur? It takes too long. So you have to say Tokate Dibur of the second one started within the first one. No, why don't you just say they started at the same time? So what, they finish a little different. So Tosva says, V'yishlomar she'em regilus kla l'ha'id beiz edem ka'achas. People don't talk at the same time. That's not normal. T'trei kali lo mishtami. You don't hear two voices. You don't hear two voices at the same time. That's not the normal way of giving edus. People don't give edus or deny edus in that way at the same time. So therefore, that's why that is not the case. Related to this, though, is something that has come up in the past, and that is, there is one time that we give edus together. Where's that? Vayechulu. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Samach Ches in Hilchas Shabbos. Chozrin Lomer Vayechulu. We say Vayechulu Friday night after we just said in Shmona Esrei. Why? Because of the once in a while case of Yontif Shechal Yesh B'Shabbos. When you wouldn't be saying Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei, so because of that we say Vayechulu every Friday night after Shmona Esrei. Says the Magen Avraham there. So what do? So the Shulchan Aruch says you say it b'kol ram, out loud, umu'uman, and standing. And the Magen Avraham adds, the pesha ha'edim shrichim lahayed b'yachad umu'uman. Because they have to testify together and standing. L'fichach sarach sheyamdu v'yom roso b'yachad. You got to say it together. That's what the minhag of saying it with somebody. The machlokas magen bir halacha in the Chazonish. The bir halacha says you should try to hurry up your Shmona Esrei a little bit Friday night so that you can make sure to say it with somebody. And the Chazonish says, what? It's a chumrah to say it together with somebody. It's an added din. It's not the me'ikara din. Say Shmona Esrei. Have kavana. You said it in Shmona Esrei. You'll say it in Kiddush. But that is the... Let me just finish the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says, but 1 minute, saying it together? But even Edim, we testify together. Doesn't mean biyachad mamish together. So says the Magen Avraham, no, here it's different. So it's unclear exactly what the Magen Avraham means. If you look in the Machzor Shekel on the bottom, it explains the Magen Avraham. Here it's different because it's a different type of Edis. It's Edis about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Edis Tam Ruvein Oshim and money. So Edis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we try to be Yotzei Kol HaDeis, and we do it even mamish. We do it even mamish together, and that's the best Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, it's a weaker type of Edis. It's not real Edis. Not real. All of Klal Yisrael does it. All of Klal Yisrael does the Edis. Okay, there's a whole sugya, not for now, of Tokah D'Dibur Behektish. If I'm Maktish something, do you connect that to Kiddushin as well? Not for now. Vayter in the Gemara. Bazeh achar zeh, says the Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah. If it was one after another, if they denied it one after another, harishon chayev asheni patur, the first one's going to be chayev and not the second one, because when the first one denied it, there were still two witnesses that could have come to court and gotten him the money. Vasheni patur. Masnisan deloki aitana, the Mishnah, who says that the second one is patur, is not like the following Tana of Rabbi Elezeb Reb Shimon. The Tanya. Because the Gemara says, the Brisa says, if somebody goes over to one witness, and the one witness denies it, is one witness chayev karban shvus eidus? Because after all, if one witness, what would happen if one witness would have come to court? He would have made the other guy swear. If somehow the guy couldn't or didn't swear, then he would have to pay. How do you look at that din of mitoch she'eni yachal lishav mishalim? How do you look at the koach of an eid echad? How do you look at it? Right here, machlokas. Right? So machlomash be eid echad pater. The first thing he says, pater, why? Because if he would have come to court, he wouldn't have been in mechayiv in mamon. So therefore he's pater. For blazer Reb Shimon mechayiv. Blazer Reb Shimon says he's chayiv. Leim v'makim mifli. Let's see, this is what they're arguing about. Demar sover eid echad ki asa l'shvuah utakasa. An eid echad has come l'shvuah. Umar Savar Eid Echad Ki Asal Mamona Ka'asa, an unbelievable Havamina. Right, the other opinion, Rabbi Shimon holds it, an Eid Echad can be Mechayev Mamon. What's two Eidim for? Rashi says we would have Darshan. Two Eidim are for a punishment, but even one Eid could give Mamon. Wow, we don't paskin that way, and that's not even a maskana here. But that's a Havamina, that an Eid Echad is even Chayev Mamon. Right, that's the Rimi Gash. Talks about this, whether you could even say this as a Havamina here, but if you look in the Porat Yosef, he's in the back, Rabbi Yosef Mivilna, he says right here, this is the major issue when it comes to an Eid Echad. It's a Shvua with Mamon in the background. So what is the real Chiyuv? What is the real Chiyuv? Right here, says the Porat Yosef, this is the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, and the Chachamim. Either way, the Gemara does not hold of it. V'tizbra, is that really true? They're arguing about what an Eid Echad does? Amar Abaya. No, Abaya says five things, or six things, which the Gemara is going to talk about each one. Hakol modim be'id sota. V'hakol modim be'id sota. U'machlokes be'id sota. We have no idea what that means. We'll get to it. Hakol modim be'id echad. V'hakol modim be'id shekenegdo chashar l'shvua. Somehow that's a question. We're going to go through each one of them. But the Gemara assumes you figured out the question already before the Gemara explains it. So the Gemara says, so therefore they can't obviously be arguing about the power of an Eid Echad, because everybody agrees about an Eid Echad, so they must be arguing about something else. So the Gemara is going to give the answer what they're arguing about, and then the Gemara is going to go back to what were all these things. So first the Gemara gives the answer. Ella dekule alma, really everybody, Eid Echad ki asu l'shvua ka'asi. As we know, an Eid Echad is only come l'shvua. The hacha b'hacha miflagi. And really what they're arguing about here is as follows. Mar savar, davar hagram l'mamon kamamon davi. One holds which we alluded to a couple days ago. Adavar hagorim lamamon. If a person is not causing me a loss, but indirectly, it's somehow connected to my money, kamamon dami. That is considered kamamon. Var savar lav kamamon dami. And the other one says, it is lav kamamon. So here too, this is the machlok. Neid echad in the chayv yoshvua. But it can lead if you don't take the shua to a money. So it's not directly. It's never hagorim lamamon. So that is the machlokas here. Mori Barabi Rav Rosenzweig always likes to say that whenever you have this, there are three sugis they always have to see in connection with each other. Davar hagorim lamamon, hezek she'eino nikar, and garmi. Those are three sugis that always have to be seen together because the Rishonim always ask one to the other. And one example is right here. Says the Rashba right here. We hold like the Rabbanan here. We hold like an Eidah Echad is Pater. Mashbi Eidah Echad is Pater. And we said, why? What's the Svara here? Because Dovar Gan Lamamon is Lav Kamamon Dami. But one second. Says the Rashba, but we paskin like Garmi. We paskin Garmi is Chayav. What's Garmi? Garmi, if you remember, is the case where I damage you and there's something lacking. Meaning, let's say, I rip up a check. Maybe that check is not a good example, because maybe the check is like Ufa Mamon. I rip up an IOU. Somebody says, you have an IOU that says somebody owes you $100 and I rip it up. So Reif Shtarosa Shel Chavero. So I damaged you, but I didn't really damage $100. I damaged the thing that would have gotten you $100. That's one example of garmi. Garmi is where whenever there's something lacking in the maisa, there's maisa hezik, there's grama, and garmi is somewhere in the middle. So machlokas din daraisa din darabanan. The Rashba assumes this is daraisa, and he says, I don't understand. If you say davar garmi lamamon is lav kamamon dami, so how can you say garmi is chayiv? So you see already, he's asking from one sugya to another sugya. All these sugyas blend together, says the Rashba. I don't think it's a problem. I think here's a special din in Shuas Eidus. Special din in Shuas Eidus. And that's why you say Davar Garam Lamamon. Even if maybe you would hold Kamamon Dami in general. But especially here, he has to Lamaisa be able to be Mechayiv you money. And because he can't directly, so that's why he's Pater from Shuas Eidus. Okay, but the Rashba, the question is just as important, even more important than the answer that the Rashba gives. Okay, Vaitas. Now we have to talk about each of these cases that the Gemara quoted. Gufa. Five lines up. Amar Abaya. Hakomodim beit sota, number one. Hakomodim beidi sota. Umachlokas beidi sota. Hakomodim beit echad. Hakomodim beit shekenegdo chasher al shvua. Let's talk about each one. Number one. Hakomodim beit sota. Everybody agrees by eight sota. All of these have to do with shvua sa'edis. But everybody agrees by an eight sota. Shechayiv beid tuma. What happened? Remember by a sota, there are two witnesses that this woman was warned, the kinui. There are two witnesses that this woman had yichud, was in seclusion with another man. And then there is one witness that the man or the woman actually did something. That's Eid Tumah. There's one witness. The husband goes over to that one Eid and says, please testify for me because I want you to testify so I don't have to pay my wife the ksuba. He denies it. So now we get into Shuas Eidus issues. Because if he would have come and testified, she wouldn't have drunk the water, but the husband would be able to divorce her without paying the ksuba. So everybody would, that's an Eid Echad. But that's a case where even the Rabbanim would agree chayiv. Why? Derachmana himne. Because the Torah believed this man, believed this aid. Once you have the background of the kini and the stira, this one aid is powerful enough to make her not drink the water, and she loses the ksuba. Dechsev, the aid ain't ba. There was no aid about what happened. Kol sheyesh ba. Any little aid that's there is enough for him to lose the, for her to lose the ksuba. That is number one. Case number two. Hakomodim be'ede sota. Shepater, what's that case? Everybody agrees by Eide Sota that Pater, Beide Kinui. The Kinui, the first step, there are two witnesses on this on the warning of the husband. Everybody agrees that the husband goes to them and they deny it, even if they would have come to court. They don't have any power but the Ksuba. You need Eide Stira, you need Eide Tuma. It's so far away. It's Gorim, Davi, Gorim to Gorim. That's too far away. That's not Gorim to Mamon, it's Gorim to Gorim to Mamon. And therefore, it's too far, and even Reb Shimon, Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon would agree that you are pater in that case. Number two, machlokas be'ede sota. What's the next case? The machlokas is be'ede sota be'ede stira. In the middle, again, ede kinoi, the first step, witnesses on the warning. That's for sure too early. Eid tuma, that's for sure chayiv because that is perfect. That's going to be chayiv you the money. What about the middle one? What about you already have edim on the kinoi and this now you have edim on the stira, on the seclusion. So Mar Savar, that's the machlokas. Mar Savar, Davar Hagar Lamamon, Kamamon Dami. It's Davar Hagar Lamamon. Why? What's the Gargar Lamamon? So Rashi explains because maybe if they come and testify, she will admit what she did because she doesn't want to drink the water. She'll admit, and then he wanted to pay the ksuba. So it's not just them. It's they're going to cause hers. That's why it's davar garlam mamun. V'chayev umar saver lav kamamun dami or pater. And the other one holds is lav kamamun pater. Number four. Hakol modim bishek kineg dechasher al shvua. That's number four. Hakol modim beidecha de Rabbi Abba. And everybody agrees by the idecha of Rabbi Abba's case. So let's talk about case four and five. Case four. Hakol modim bishek kineg dechasher al shvua. What's the case? Shekineg dechasher al shvua. Somebody owes me a shvua, but he's chashud. He is, Bezin assumes that he might lie. He's chashud. Bezin will not force somebody to make a shvua if they think that he is going to lie with the shvua. If he has a certain background that he's suspect. He's suspect that he's gonna lie. So Bezin's not gonna make him take the shvua there. So if somebody is chashud, so then we don't make him take the shvua. So that's the case. Hakol modim. So what's the case? The chashud man. So what is he chashud in? And who is chashud? Ilema the chashud love. If the love is chashud, the amale malve I asis isadisli. So what happened? The love is a chashud. He already has a bad rap with Bezdin. Bezdin knows he's not a trustworthy guy. So the malve goes to the witnesses and say, come to court. Goes to one aide and says, come to court and testify. Why? Because you're going to come to court. He's not going to be able to testify. He's not going to be able to swear. So I'm going to get paid. So, Darmalei Malve, I asis asadisli, if you would come to court, havi mishtabana vishakilna, v'lei malei, mi yemar de mishtabat. But one second. Let them say, I said incorrectly. He is chashud, and therefore he's not going to be able to take the shvua. So the Malve, the principle of shekinegdo, the Malve would be able to take the shvua and be no-tell the money instead of the other person, the nitva, right? He can't swear and get off the hook because we're not going to let him. So the Malve is going to be able to be nishma v'no-tell. So in that case, is an eidachar chayev in there? So we say, no, he's not chayev, he's pater. Why? What could he say? Darmalei Malve, I asis asadisli, if you would come testify for me, havim mishtabana, I would swear v'shakilna and take, v'lei malei, but we say one second, no, in that case, the eidachar could turn around and say to him, mi emer de mishtabat? Who says you would swear and take the money? Maybe you won't want to swear. The Ron here says, because sometimes people are scared of even swearing truthfully. Even swearing truthfully, people want to stay away from shvuas. So who says you would swear? So it's not directly that automatically if I come to court, you would swear and get the money. Maybe you wouldn't want to swear. So what's the case of chashud that everybody agrees by chashud al shvua? So ela kegon sheshneim chashudin. They're both chashud. Both people involved in chashud. So what happens then? Then you go back to square one and the guy has to pay. To amar mar chazra shvua l'mechuyiv la. So if they're both chashud, so the guy who started the whole process is, if the shvua is back on him, and because he cannot swear, then he has to pay. Okay, that's the case, that if an eid echad would come in that case, in a case where they're both chashud, everybody would agree that that eid echad would be chayef, because he would definitely be able to give the guy the money. Right, it's Parsha Shavua you could talk about, and that is, talks about people don't even like to swear truthfully. There's a major machlokas we've shown him, Pasuk 6 Parsha, Uvishmo Tishaveya. Uvishmo tishaveya, the pasuk says. The Rambam counts that as a mitzvah asay deoraisa. Ha mitzvah shviyas, the seventh mitzvah asay. Shetzivanu lihishava bishmo yitaleh. Right, to swear in Hashem's name, kishen it's tarech lekayim davar min advarim. If you have to be mekayim something, o lahachisha, or to contradict, ki bazeh hagdula l'shem yitaleh. This is greatness for Hashem. Ukavod ve'ilui v'hu amro vishmo tishaveya. Last week's, right. It's both. Vaschan and Akef. Ubebir Amru Amr Torah Hishava Bishmo Vamr Torah Al Tishava, etc. That's the Rambam. The Ramban argues it's not a shvua. If you want, right? The other mafarshim talk about this. If you look in Rabbeinu Bachai here on the pasuk, he says Ubishmo Tishaveya. He says Mitzvas Asei Leitim Uzmanim Yeduim Sheyia Bazek Kiddush Hashem. In cases of Kiddush Hashem, it would be okay, right? He's like Allah, like the Ramban. Only in certain cases. Ke'inyan, like who? Like Shematzinu, be'Eliyo Bahar Karmel. Eliyo, right? He, Bahar Karmel, when he swore, when he wanted to create a drought in the time of Achav. Right? So he swore, Shanishma B'Shem Hashem Shalo Yered Matar. Right? Or, Choni HaMa'agel. Right, Choni, the circle drawer. What did Choni do? The Gemara says, Nishba ani b'shemcha gadol, I swear in your great name that I'm not leaving the circle until it starts raining. So again, so says Rabbeinu Bachai, following the path of the Ramban, it's not a mitzvah for everybody. Shmoti Shaveya. Dafka Bishmoti Shaveya is only for Yechidei Skula. Yeah. This was part of the question that we asked before, related to the machlokas. But we saw there that there are cases that you cannot say they're arguing about what the chi of machayev of shua seidachad is. So we brought in this whole brisa, but now we're talking about each of the brises, even though only one of the cases was shy to what we said before. Okay, last one says the Gemara. Hakol modim beid echad Rabbi Abba. Everybody agrees about the 1/8 of Rabbi Abba. This is the case called Naska Rabbi Abba. The who gavre the chat of Naska michavre. Somebody went and grabbed a piece of silver from his friend. Asal kamei Rabbi Ami, give him in front of Rabbi Ami. Avi Yosef Rabbi Abba kamei, and Rabbi Abba was also sitting there. Asal I see chatzada de michtav chat v'minei. 1/8 comes says 1/8 says yes, I saw him grab it. I saw him grab it. Omar lay, and the guy says, "In, you're right. Chatfi, I did grab it. Vididi chatfi, but it was mine." So Omar Rabbi Ami, Heichel Daini, Daniel Haidina. I don't know what to do here. What should we do here? Lishalem, should we make the guy pay for it? Which we would do if there were two witnesses. But like a Trisadi, there are. If there were two witnesses that said he grabbed it, then it doesn't matter what he said. He said it was his. Doesn't matter. Two witnesses said you grabbed it. We assume it wasn't yours. So, but there weren't two witnesses. Lifteray, if we should just say you're off the hook, you could keep it. But there's one A that says you grabbed it, and we don't assume it was yours before you grabbed it. Lishtava, he should swear. What should he swear? What, against the Erechad? He agreed with the Erechad. Kivan to Amar in Chati v'didi Chati Havali Kagazlan. What does that mean, Kagazlan? So Rashi says it's like a mashal. Kigazlan. Just like we won't let a Gazlan swear, we won't let him swear because he agreed with A. It doesn't really mean he's a Gazlan, Rashi says. Tosfos on top says no. He's like a Gazlan because we assume he's like a Gazlan because people, if you grab something of somebody else's, we assume it wasn't yours to begin with. Hamotzi mechaveir olav araya. So the top line of Tosfos. Mishum to call Davar, She, if there were two witnesses, so what are we supposed to do here? So Amalei Rabbi Abba says, this is what you do. The guy who grabbed it is really Mechuyev Shvua, v'ini Yochli Shava. But he can't swear. He can't swear because he agreed with the witness, with the Eid Echad. They call Mechuyev Shvua, v'ini Yochli Shava, Mishalem. And the rule is, if you can't swear, you have to pay. The big sugi in the Rishonim here, one of the big sugis in Askar de Rabbi Abba, is why here do we automatically go to Mitoch Sheni Yochel Shavah Mishalem, and we don't say Shekinegdo? Why doesn't the other guy swear? The other guy swear. We make him pay automatically? So what's it, when do we say, if a person can't take a shvua, when do we say, okay, he has to fork up the money? When do we say, okay, let the other guy swear if he wants to take money? That is a big sugya. The Rishonim here, the Rishonim in B'Metzia Daf Hei, that's one of the big sugyas in Naska de Rabbi Abba. Fighter. He admitted to taking it. Right, he admitted, well, it was his, and it wasn't. Nishpa v'notel. Nishpa v'notel means Rabban. Amar Rav Papa. Let's continue though. Okay, we'll come back to Nasko Derbi Abba at another point. Amar Rav Papa. Hakom Odim Beid Misa Shu Chayv. Hakom Odim Beid Misa Shu Pater. Everybody agrees regarding the Eid Misa Chayv, and everybody agrees Pater. What's the case? As follows. Hakom Odim Beid Misa Shu Pater. What's the case of an Eid Misa? Where one witness said something, and he's Pater from a carbon Shuasa Eidus. Da Amar Laladi Dav Al Amar Lahula Bezdin. A man comes to a woman and says, your husband died outside of court. But when he comes to court, he doesn't say anything. So, if a woman is told by an Eid Echad, she could just come to court and say, I know my husband died, boom, she could get remarried. But she didn't suffice it for that. She brought the Eid Echad. Ditznan, ha'isha sha'amra meiz ba'ali tinasi, meiz ba'ali tisyabim. If a woman says it, she could get remarried. So this Eid Echad, and she could get married, and she could even collect her ksuba, she could assume the husband is dead. So this Eid Echad is pater, you know why? If he would have denied it in court, because you didn't have to bring me. I'm not basid you money. Shwazaid is only found mafsid you money if I don't testify. But I didn't have to come to court. You could have just come by yourself and collected. So that's why he's pater. That's the case, hakol modim pater. Hakol modim bein misa shuhu chayiv. What's the case? Everybody agrees chayiv. Delo amar ledida. Delo amar ledida. He didn't say a word. If he knew and he didn't say a word, that's the case where he's being mafsid her, the ksuba. Besides, the obvious, even bigger, of not being able to get married. So that is what he is. That's what he's doing, and therefore he's chayiv. Interesting, ha'ara the Ritva makes is, we know there's a machlokas in ksubas da'afiyot, ksubas da'arayis, ksubas da'rabanan. if you say the chiyuv of ksuba is a rabbinic enactment, a rabbanan, shlo tekala b'einav lahutzia, so denying somebody a chiyuv mamun de rabbanan is enough for shvuos eidus daraisa? Ask the Ritva, and answers the Ritva, yes. Because shvuos eidus is about a lamaisa, are you being mafsid mamun? Are you causing them a loss? And it doesn't matter whether the chiyuv comes from a daraisa or a drabanan, you're causing them a loss here by not testifying, even though the whole chiyuv is only rabbinic. That's the Ritva Sahara. Finishing up the Gemara, Shma mina mashbei de karka pater, are we supposed to say from here also, the fact that we have a case that an eid echad can be chayiv based on the chiyuv ksuba, that mashbei de karka pater, even though we usually know that you don't take a shvua related to karka, but here, it seems to be the shvu is acceptable because a karka, what's the chiyuv of a ksuba at root? It's always karka. Karka is always the yesh lahem achrayis, and that is what that any shtar. So ksuba included. So is this? Should we learn from here? Mashpi edi karka chayav. The Gemara says no. Don't want the tefisa metaltzli. It could be that the husband set aside movable items metaltzli while he was still alive, so that she could collect from that. Therefore, there's no raya. The Radvaz says, though, in Hilchos Shvuos, on the Rambam, Perek Yud, that the Rambam says in a number of places, another Rishonim also, the Rif, that post Gemara, Takanas HaGaonim, Ksub is even collected from Metaltzelin. So therefore, Bizman HaZeh says the Radvaz, you don't even have to say Atvesu Metaltzelin, because every Ksuba, right, every Ksuba doesn't have, has money in it. Has money in it. That is a Takanas HaGaonim already after the Gemara. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, and B'Hashem, we will continue, B'Hashem, in Shavuos HaEdus in the coming days.